Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Here, why not come down for a delicious steak? Most of the meat that we serve is anthrax free, and it's certainly delicious. Great steaks at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Come on down. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Okay, Anthrax, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, and we generally have Ted on to talk about what's happening for the weekend. Got some great stuff happening at Ted's.
Well, as we always do, Phil, we have the Ted. We've got delicious, we have the Theodora and the Ted Jr., and great drinks, the baked potatoes, everything. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills.
Now, anthrax is a disease that both animal and man get.
That is correct, yeah.
Now, when you run a prime operation, a prime steak operation, and you are serving meat to the public, you have to make sure that it's quality.
Well, obviously, Phil, we have to make sure that it's quality. We only serve the very finest cuts of meat. The finest cut of meat is from a steer that has been handled the least. And here's what I wanted to tell your audience. The best meat that you're going to get, the very best steak, the best prime, the best chops, the best prime rib, the best, not chops, but the best steaks, the best cut at the porterhouse, what have you, is from a steer that's been handled the least. It's a free-range, what do you want to call a free-range deal? Have you ever heard of that?
The free-range deal, no.
Oh, yeah. You slaughter it, you bag it, you eat it. You let it wander wherever it wants to go. That's what free range means. And as a result, you get a very tasty steak, but there's a downside. And the downside is when you let a cow just go wherever it wants to go.
What happens?
Well, when you let a cow go wherever it wants to go, there's a chance that it could contract some kinds of diseases.
Like anthrax?
No, I'm not talking about anthrax necessarily. This is the choice I think most diners understand. Do you want a really good meal? Do you want a really great steak? Then you run the risk of some kind of, gastrointestinal, a diarrhea.
Why would I want to eat it? So in other words, a free-range range steer could have anthrax?
No, I'm saying the chance of that is very, very low, but it adds to the dining experience to have a delicious steak from a steer that was free-range and may have... Why do some people, and I don't mean to be crude, enjoy pain when it comes to sex? It adds to the experience. I'll share something with you, Phil, that is rather personal, but I think it'll help your audience understand what we're talking about when we say, why would I want to eat a steak from a steer that could have anthrax or may have some other disease? It adds to the dining experience. Here's the experience that I wanted to share with you. When Debbie, and you know Debbie, my wife, Phil.
Yes, I do. Debbie's a very nice lady.
Well, when she and I are into it, sometimes I may enjoy what we call light discipline. Now, I don't know if you know what that is.
Is that some kind of... Dude,
you know, you're blowing the bit by laughing.
You're blowing the bit by laughing. Is that, what do you mean by light discipline?
I mean, you're not going to get any phone calls.
Just shut up and keep with doing what we're doing. What do you mean by light discipline?
The fact of the matter that you're telling yourself this because you're doing the voice.
Will you just shut up and tell me what you mean by light discipline?
Light discipline is a sexual predilection, a sexual taste that I have. So let's say I like to be spanked, or let's say that Debbie likes to be spanked, or let's say, for instance, Phil, you do.
No, I do not.
All right, well, I'm just using that as a hypothetical. You may say, well, that's pain, but it feels good because it's sex. The same thing with an experience at Ted's in Beverly Hills. You come in, you eat our steak, and you could have blood in your stool in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Well, Ted, that makes me, you know, not very confident in the food that you serve.
Well, I feel like, first of all, we've been at Beverly Hills, and we've been serving customers for 25 years, so please don't go there. Don't go to that place where you're saying that I don't have an A health rating, because I do.
Has the health department inspected your restaurant?
How dare you? And how?
I think it's a fair question. When you tell me that you serve steaks from free-range cattle, and that means you're not sure where they've been.
That's what free-range means. You don't know who they've been with. You don't know.
Yeah, what group of people they've been hanging with?
Don't be ridiculous, Phil.
Well, what are you being ridiculous? You're saying if I eat a steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills...
If you eat a steak at any good steakhouse, there's a chance it's free range. If it's free range, yes, there's a chance that it might have some bacteria. It might have some kind of bacteria that... look, I'll tell you about Gladys. You know Gladys Bauman, don't you?
Gladys Bauman, that's the old lady that comes to your restaurant all the time.
She has been every night for dinner at Ted's of Beverly Hills for 25 years. She comes always for our early bird special. She's one of our greatest customers. And I will tell you that she has had our prime cut porterhouse, which is her favorite steak, every single night for 20 years. And every single night for 20 years, she has spit up blood 2 or 3 days later. But she keeps coming back.
That is insane.
It may sound insane, but she's in perfect health.
But other than the fact that she spits up blood every 2 or 3 days.
From our steaks. But here's the thing that I want to let you know. If you love a good steak, you run the risk of any number of these maladies. And it could be blood in your stool. It could be spitting.
I don't need that, man. I don't need a steak that bad.
Then you don't know what eating a good steak is.
No, you know what? I'm going to go against it. I know what eating a good steak is. I can eat a steak at Ruth's Chris. I can eat a steak at Morton's. I can eat a steak at Morton's of Chicago. I can go to Don Shula's, and I'm not spitting blood up 2 days later.
I would tell you right now, they don't even hold a candle. Do they have the free? Do they have a free roaming cow?
Who?
Like Shula Steakhouse? Is that free?
No, it ain't. What do you mean free?
Are the cows? Do the cows go where they want to go?
Are they free range?
Yeah.
I have no idea whether Don Shula serves free range steaks. I know that that's a damn good steakhouse. So is Ruth's Chris here in Beverly Hills.
Oh, you know something? You're starting to piss me off now because you're mentioning competitors.
All I'm telling you is I can go over there and get a steak. Okay.
We've got great steaks, and I'll tell you right now, we got a great price. We don't charge as much as Ruth's Chris, and I got an A rating.
I don't believe you have an A rating. You can't serve steaks from a cow that may give me a disease, spitting up blood 3 days later. You can't do it.
I know people at the health department. A Ted steak is worth an occasional bout of gastrointestinal disturbance. And I don't think that... you told me you've never had diarrhea.
Yeah, I've had diarrhea.
You're still walking around, aren't you?
I don't understand what that means. In other words, I ought to be happy. Are you out of your mind? Diarrhea, it may not kill me, but I don't want it, okay? I don't want it.
Even if it means having a free-range steak from Ted.
Even if it means that, yeah. I'm sorry, Ted, I'm going to have to pass up having that...
Does Morton serve cows that don't have curfews?
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking the, what do you call it?
Free range.
Yeah.
Cows that don't have curfews. Morton's, Shula's, I don't know any of those joints, whether they serve free range cows. And the meat off of a free range steer can't be so good that I'd gladly accept a case of diarrhea. You gotta be crazy.
Phil, then you don't know steaks.
Bull crap.
And I know you have a lot of listeners in California and Texas. Maybe they know steaks.
Yeah, maybe they know steaks, which means maybe they ain't going to eat at your joint. 1-800-449... What do you want?
Your laughing just destroyed this bit.
You laughed before I did. 1-800-449-8686. Ted, who is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, he won't come right out and say that the steaks they serve are disease-free because no great prime cut of meat is disease-free. You run the risk of diarrhea if you eat a really good steak. And he claims it doesn't matter where you're eating it. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't see how it can be avoided.
All right, this is Phil Hendry with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. We were going to talk a little bit about anthrax because you do serve steaks, and steaks are from cows, and, you know.
Cows get anthrax.
Cows get anthrax. You're saying, though, that a good cut of free-range beef inevitably means diarrhea.
I don't personally see how you can avoid it. And I would use this analogy, Phil. A good glass of wine, yes, there's a bitter aftertaste. If you do cocaine, and I hope sincerely that nobody out there does, but if you do cocaine, there's a little bit of a drip down the throat after the cocaine usage. And like a good steak, there is some diarrhea the next day.
Right, okay. Here is Julie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. He is full of beans. That's not true.
I don't know who I'm speaking with, but I own a steakhouse.
You're talking with Julie Nail. Nail Farms in Melbourne, Florida.
Okay, now we got the
beef cattle. And
okay, are they free range?
No.
Are they free range?
You listen to me.
Are they free range? Are they free range?
We have free range cattle.
Okay.
And we have butchered them either just straight off of the grass, and it's not as tender as when you.
What? You got a bird there or something? What is that? A bird?
What's that?
What's that squeaking?
Oh, that's my bird. That's the
okay.
Kiwi.
I really question whether or not she has a cattle farm, Phil.
Oh, yes, I do.
Then why do you have a bird?
Because
first of all, free-range cattle.
How
do you keep track of your cattle?
Pardon me?
How do you keep track of the free-range beef?
How do we keep track of them?
See, if you have if you really have free-range cattle, they roam.
Yeah.
I gotta hang up on you, Julie. That bird is killed. Can you get that bird and kill it or strangle it or something? Because it's driving us nuts here.
No,
okay?
I'm not gonna.
All right, see you later.
Boy, you're really.
Yeah, I'm really. You're telling me that a good slice of beef is worth the diarrhea.
Well, look, when you have a great glass of wine, you savor the aftertaste, even if it's bitter. Eat a free-range steak and savor the
diarrhea.
Yeah, savor the diarrhea.
Okay, look, Ted, since you started laughing...
And you too.
The bit's destroyed. But anyway, thanks for calling.
No, you called me.
Okay.
And you're talking to yourself right now.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're doing my voice.
Great, get out of here. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
You know something?
I think you need to be quiet. This is my dime. Okay?
You're
totally contradicting yourself,
It's a 1-800 number, darling. There is no
okay,
time.
I still get charged on my cell phone for 800 numbers. Thank you.
Oh, well,
okay,
that's a bad
anyway.
Plan. Maybe you should get a better plan.
Anyway.
You're the one at a phone booth.
Because I wanted to defend our actor.
Well, our actor is not as precious as every individual in this country. I love actors just as much as the next person. But our community would not be totally destroyed if the actors were bleeding from the eyes or blood dropping out of their butt. Okay? It's going to be just as devastating if my next-door neighbor has that crap happen while they're outside playing with my children.
Your children are precious to you. My children are precious to me. But
well, don't get on the air.
I'm going to say something you won't agree with. I would be happy to sacrifice at least part of my son's health so I don't have to be put through the disgusting spectacle of Julia. I am so upset, Phil.
Oh, you're
right, okay.
Psycho. If you're going to sacrifice your child's health for some actor that you don't even know,
that
is just psycho. You are nuts. I'm sorry. You do not sacrifice your children. You don't sacrifice your children for nothing.
So in other words,
if you think our children are the most precious things in this world, we can grow new actors.
So you want to be put through the spectacle of Julia Roberts with a finger shoved up her crack. Is that it?
I don't care. It's going to be a lot worse to see my child acting like
that. They're not going to keep...
Okay?
They're not going to keep...
That's Julia Roberts' problem. She's not my problem. My problem is my children. It is our responsibility to rebuild this nation with our children.
What director in his right mind would leave
Thank
that
you.
Scene in?
And well, if this doesn't happen like that, Julia Roberts would not be filming a movie while something like that was happening to her.
With her hips thrust forward and her finger...
Excuse me, have you experienced the anthrax virus personally? That you know these symptoms so well?
My understanding is it creates a vaginal itch.
Okay, we don't need to have all of that.
I think your vaginal itch may come from something else, honey.
How dare you?
I mean, please.
How dare you?
How dare you get on the air and act like a stupid idiot? Please.
You know,
you need to take your quarter out of the machine and go somewhere else. I mean, give me a break. If you're going to sacrifice our children for some actors
in other words, you would not even consider sacrificing your child if the next citizen came
If I am standing in line
not
for an antidote, if I am standing in line for an antidote, I am not going to let Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, I'm not going to let nobody cut in line. I am sorry. Not if my money is just as good as theirs. Everybody else in this world has just as much money and some more than these actors.
Jennifer, no one wants to see Julia Roberts.
Oh, please.
Drag her ass across a driveway like a dog.
I don't want to see my children doing that either.
And the idea that you'd sacrifice your child's life if...
Thank you.
You know...
If we could have another AI...
Oh, if we could have another AI, yes.
You need to get a lifetime and get out of the movies.
I live in the movies.
There's a real life out here. There's this thing called life going on outside of the movies.
Many of them are my dear friends.
Well, you better tell your dear friends that they get in line for the Anthrax Fest. Let's keep in mind this, Jennifer. None of these actors or actresses that we're talking about have ever said anything about wanting Anthrax vaccine. You know that.
Well, how do you know? You don't know any of them. I do.
You don't know Brad Pitt.
I can guarantee you these actors and actresses would not expect to go to the front of the line. If they do, they need their asses kicked out.
And you know something else? Julia Roberts would be ashamed to hear you talking dragging her rear end across the driveway like a dog.
And all these people would be ashamed for you even mentioning their name like that.
I am simply trying to protect her life.
You're making her sound like an idiot. Drag her ass on the driveway like a
dog. You're making yourself sound like you're an idiot.
That vaginal itch crack, I noted that. Don't worry about it.
Well, you note it all day long, honey, because, you know, your morals are right down the toilet.
Oh, man. If I had business in Houston...
Ooh. Oh, please.
Think I'm chicken, huh?
Okay, you know, grow up, will you?
Yeah.
You laughing at... Don't laugh at me.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Yeah, don't mess with Margaret. What do they call that anthrax antidote anyway? Ciprin. Sounds very benign. It sounds almost like a soft drink. We would like to thank at this time on the Phil Hendry Show the guys from Doris's Slender Sweet Shop. And they sent us some stuff that's... I'm on Weight Watchers, as you guys know, although I was off Weight Watchers all summer. And in Weight Watchers, you got to have points. Each food that you eat is assigned a point. Anyway, Doris' Slender Sweet Shop in La Cañada sent over a box of mousse, lemon pie, pumpkin tart, carrot cake, mint delight. 2 points, 3 points, a half a point. This pumpkin tart's only a half a point. Now, when you get 29 points a day, in other words, I get 29 points a day. So what's 3 into 29? 9 times 3 is 27. I could eat 9 of these mint delights, and that would be my day. Or, for instance, at 29 points a day, I could eat 14 and a half of these mousses, and there you go. And I would be well within my Weight Watchers point system. Just
you got 38 of those other deals.
Or the pumpkin tarts, I could have 38 of them. At a half a point each, I get 29 points. 30, are you sure that's 38? What's a half? 29 and 29 is... How much is that? Join us next week when we figure out how much 29 and 29 is. It's 50. Even though actually... No, it ain't 50, you dork. I can't hear you, Mike. Still can't hear you. You know why I can't hear you? Because I don't want to hear you. No, it's 60. 58. That only took us 10 minutes to figure out what's 29 and 29. If there was ever any doubt about how retarded this show is, so I could eat 50 pumpkin tarts on Weight Watchers a day. And I could go over to Doris's Sweet Shop, Doris's Slender Sweet Shop, and get them. Anyway, thanks, guys. It's very kind. I'm not going to eat any of them right now. I'll let Craig have them, because I know that Craig... I left Craig a bottle of Don Julio Blanco one night with some Sangrita, and he polished it as he sat here doing the refeed on the show. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now some of the more delicate radio stations will go, we don't want to board up on that stuff, even though it sounds fine to us. Okay, don't forget our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow, philhendryshow.com. Big news coming in the next couple of weeks on the philhendryshow.com thing. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. This is Joe Dickhead with Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks.
And I'm the professor, and we'll give you our National Football League picks for this week 4 of the National Football League schedule.
Are you tired of selling your body on the streets of Las Vegas after you lose all your money gambling? Are you tired of being forced into sexual acts, even against your orientation, because you bet all the big football games with the bad bookies, and you're walking home with no money and a sore ass? Not with Joe Dickhead Sports Picks. With Joe Dickhead Sports Picks, you're sure to be a dickhead.
That's right. Join the Be a Dickhead Club and get our special picks. And this week, we absolutely love, we're all over, and we've got our tongue right down the throat of the San Diego-Cleveland game.
Call our special hotline and get the San Diego, San Diego, where is it?
San Diego, I hope I'm reading that correctly, San Diego?
Yeah, the San Diego, Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, isn't it?
Cleveland, yeah.
Get the San Diego-Cleveland game absolutely free. Week number 4 of the National Football League stacks up to be a big one as Arizona.
Yes, Arizona at Phila.
Philadelphia.
At Philadelphia.
Arizona at Philadelphia. We happen to love the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think it's E-A-G.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles, we think, will win over the Arizona
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Game 2 is going to be an interesting ball game. These two ball clubs are struggling in the ball season. Yes, these two ball games ought to be really good. The ball season, and
he just had testicular cancer, ladies and gentlemen. You'll understand.
Well, I am fixated on that word since.
It about 3 times, and you only had 2 of them.
Thank you very much. The Chicago at, geez, I can't read that.
A-T-L-A-N-T-A.
At Atlanta.
Chicago at Atlanta.
Yes, the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears. And the Atlanta
Falcon.
Thiago Bieres and the Atlanta Falcon. We think it's going to be fantastic. This is the professor. Give me a big call, and I'll give you the pick of that game today. But let me just tell you, if you don't tell anybody, okay, I'll tell it to you now. Or you can call my hotline. What do you want to do?
Whisper it.
I like Atlanta in that game. But call my hotline if you didn't hear me whisper the winner.
In game number 3, 2 heavyweights, 2 blood feud, big dough, Jesus. I can't even find the words to describe what I think about this next game in the AFC Central Division as the
Kinky Daddy?
Kinky Daddy plays the pipe.
Pipes, P-I-T-S.
Yeah, I'm seeing P-I-T-T-S.
Oh, P-I-T-T-S. Pittsburgh.
Kinky Daddy and Pittsburgh square off in a big AFC Central Division battle. Kinky Natty, as you know, is quarterbacked by
John Kinitna.
Kinitna. John Kinitna and the Kinky Natty
Bingo.
The Kinky Natty Bingo and the
Pittsburgh Stellars.
Pittsburgh Stellars and the Kinky Natty Bengals. We like Kinky Natty in that game.
We'll be right back with more picks and more of this ridiculous bit as Joe Dickhead picks the National Football League winners.
Yes, from high atop the strip in Las Vegas, it's Joe Dickhead's NFL picks on the Phil Henry.
Phil Henry? I thought it was.
Phil Henry Show!
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, we had to get rid of Joe Dickhead and the professor. If the guy can't pronounce Cincinnati, he calls it Kinky Natty, then that's... He'll be back next week with more of his NFL picks. What did he pick? He picked Philly. He picked, I think he picked Chicago, didn't he? He picked Cincy. Oh, you know what I think I'll do is I'll give you my picks. How about that? I've never done that before. I can't do point spreads. I wouldn't be willing to. If I do that, then people are going to start thinking that I know what I'm talking about. Well, I do know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the spread. So why don't I just pick the winner of the games, you think? Chicago is at Atlanta. Now, I know that Jamal Anderson is history with the Atlanta Falcons. And forgive me for all of my fine listeners in Atlanta. How can you like the Atlanta Falcons? It's just, it's a difficult thing. It goes against the very chemistry of any professional football fan. It's a difficult thing to like that football team. Let's see. They're going to replace him with a guy named Maurice Smith, Michael Vick. You know, he has a back injury. Chicago's on the road. It did have an off week last week. They got a backup quarterback in who did throw a couple of touchdown passes. I'm going to pick Chicago in an upset there against the Atlanta Falcons. Now, what do you think about them, Apples? Chicago in an upset. I'll give you Atlanta, and you can take 2 points in that game. Okay, how about that, huh? Watch me get my ass kicked. Now, let's move over here to the Titans versus who? Tennessee Titans are playing the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, boy. Tennessee Titans, Baltimore Ravens. Titans are 0-2. Ravens coming off of a spanking. Well, they got a spanking from the Cincinnati. You know what? Why should I even go through all this crap? Let me just, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a redneck by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, my mother told me. I think Baltimore will win that game, okay? Then we move on here to Arizona, Philadelphia. Yeah, the Eagles will take that ball game. Arizona's pathetic. Chicago at Atlanta. Oh, I already picked that. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. The Bengals, you know, everybody's loving them large. They got spanked a little bit by San Diego last week. Pittsburgh is going to be at home. Pittsburgh is also going to be opening up their brand new stadium. Do you think for a moment they're going to let the Bengals come in there and walk away without somebody on, you know, being carried out of there in a stretcher? I think the Steelers win at home. Minnesota at New Orleans. Both of these ball clubs. New Orleans, a very talented football team with a really good coach. Minnesota, I don't think has solved any kind of offensive problem there. They're on the road. They're at home in the dome. I really have a lot of confidence in this new coach in New Orleans. I say New Orleans wins at home over Minnesota. Minnesota starts the season 1-3. How about them, Apples? New England at Miami. There's no way that New England... Did you see what New England did to Indianapolis last weekend? What do you think about that? Without Drew Bledsoe. I would like to say there's no way that New England comes into Miami, beats Miami at home. But what they did to... Of course, the Colts have got no defense. They're like the Chargers of old. All right, Miami wins at home, okay? San Diego at Cleveland. Ooh, this is a good ball game. Whoever said there were no good games this weekend... Oh, I think it was an LA Times sports writer. Well, you consider the source there. There's plenty of good games this weekend, including this ball game. San Diego at Cleveland. You know, I know we have many fine listeners in the San Diego area. Go Browns! Yeah. You want to hear something that you're that's going to scare you? Browns at home, baby. Browns win that one at home. Tennessee at Baltimore. Who cares? But I say the Ravens win that game. Washington at the New York Giants. It's always a pleasure seeing the Redskins get beat. And I say that with all of our fine listeners in the Washington, D.C. area. Giants win that game at home, no sweat. Jacksonville at Seattle. Seattle looks like hell. Seattle's just gotten kicked around, spanked all over the place, whipped, light bondage, very light domination going on there. It's going to be Jacksonville on the road. Kansas City at Denver. Forget it. Broncos at home. New York Jets at Buffalo. Oh, well, I think probably the Jets will win that one on the road. Dallas at Oakland. Oakland at home. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Even though we have many fine listeners in both of those cities, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, I like the pack on the road. I don't care how badass the Buccaneers' helmets look. Carolina at San Francisco. You know, who did Carolina just beat or almost beat? Did they almost beat the Rams or some crap? What did they do last week? Let me look at this thing. I'm going to have to look at my NFL.com playbook here. Carolina and the San Francisco 49ers. The preview says that I believe that the Carolina Panthers, they're 1-2. The 49ers are 2-1. George Seifert is facing his old team. 49ers own the series. The Niners at home. Okay, there you go. There's my picks. You like them? You don't? I guarantee if you go with what I just picked there, you do just as well as you might with, well, no, you better go to Vegas. 1-800-449-8686. Anybody want to hold, you know, hold me to these picks, you get the wrong guy. Would I go to Vegas and bet what I just said to you, though? Yes. Even though I have many fine listeners in the Las Vegas area. Yes, I would. And I miss going to the good old sports books there in Vegas, and hopefully we'll get up to Vegas very, very soon. We're also planning, well, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, another big trip. Another big trip. You know, we got to get out, we got to start flying again, and we got to start, we got, you know, just stop hugging the pillow and let's get with it, okay? Yes, I know it's a new age, and I know that it's a scary new time, but we still got to get on a plane and go someplace. There's a lot of these towns that are hurting, man. All that vacation you're going to take, take it. Oh, you mean you don't take your vacation in October? Oops. Well, let's start taking them in October. How's Orlando doing? We have many fine listeners in that town. How's Disney World? How's that California Adventure? I'm going to tell you something. What are you talking about, Craig? I had a blast there with the kids. Maria and I went there with the kids. That place is cool. But nobody's going. Yeah, nobody is going. Attendance has been down at California Adventure for ever since they opened it. And that place has got a cool roller coaster. It's got that cool water slide, whitewater rapid ride. It's got that If You Had Wings, which is bitchin'. It's got restaurants that the adults can go in and have a glass of wine and a meal. And it's got places where the kids can go. It's got that stratosphere, that freaking, that thing that goes up like 100 stories. Man, that thing is scary. I won't get on that because I got that fear of heights. That thing's the bomb. And a bunch of kiddie rides, really cool places to eat. You got that whole cannery area. I can't understand why people don't go there. Do you think it's overpriced? They're going to have to jack the price down on the tickets then, okay? But now, with what's been going down, people don't want to travel. They want to go anywhere. When we were there last February, and we stayed at the hotel there, they had people coming in from all over the world, man. I heard British accents, Indian accents, people in Indian headdresses, everything. Oh, you mean those were people that worked at the park? Well, they looked like they were tourists. A guy came in, and he was wearing a little pork pie hat with lederhosen and doing a slap dance. Oh, I'm sorry, he was part of the entertainment. I thought he was one of the people that was there. And that place is cool. So I don't know what's the story. I don't know what's going to take to get you guys up off your dead cans and start moving, baby. But you're going to have to start moving, and move you will, or I'll know the reason why. What if I start threatening you? The other thing I wanted to mention is our Museum of Broadcast, our Museum of Broadcast, yeah. Our Museum of Radio and Television Broadcast in the Los Angeles area. We will be broadcasting live from the Museum of Radio and Television in Beverly Hills on Friday the 26th. And I don't know if you're in L.A. at that time, you want to swing by. You guys that are in Los Angeles, come on by. It'll be in Beverly Hills at the Museum of Radio and Television, and our broadcast will take place live 7 to 10 Eastern. Actually, 7 to 10 Pacific. I beg your pardon. 7 to 10 Pacific, live at the Museum of Radio and Television. We also want to mention to you, of course, we are planning a subscription-based website. Now, why are we going to do that? Because we have got so much content that is on our website, and we have got so much live streaming of the show. We've got a great archive. We've got 30 days of broadcast you can listen to. Every single sound clip that we have got is choice. Every single bit of sound that we have, some of which goes back 3 or 4 or 5 years even, is going to be up on that site, and you can access it if you become a member of our website. And we're going to tell you more about that as we proceed. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. I give it out for no particular reason, but some people want to call and just say hi. Hello? Wes?
Phil, how's it going?
How are you?
Outstanding. Another great show. Long-time fan of yours.
Well, you like the free did you like the free-range steer bit?
You know what? I'm just tuning in for the first time here tonight, off work and headed to the house.
I just knocked over a glass of water. It's fine. Oh, okay. Don't well, then how do you know whether it's been a great show or not? But never mind. What's up?
Phil, you keep me laughing. I just wanted to call from Miami and say we miss Margaret.
Well, she's on all the time with us.
Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, she's on all the time with us. All right, well, I appreciate that.
We miss Sundown as well.
Yeah, well, he's now changed his name to Jeff Dowder. But he's with us too, man. But thanks for calling. Thanks for tuning in. Now get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Now's the time to check in and say hello, whether it's in Miami or any of these other great towns that we've been mentioning. Which, by the way, let's talk a little bit about Dallas. We were preempted in Dallas because of the terrible terror attacks. And we're supposed to be coming back on the air in Dallas next week, for those of you who've been querying. But we were preempted in a lot of towns where they thought we might be loose cannon or something. They preempted us and they took us off the air for whatever reason. They thought we'd say boo-boo or caca or tutu or pee-pee or something. I don't know what the problem was. But we didn't. And we actually did a fair job covering this thing. And may I say at this time, we did as good a job covering what happened in New York and Washington as anybody on the air. I don't care who. I don't care who you got to mention. We did as good a job covering what happened in New York and Washington as anybody on the air. And then on top of that, we come back with our comedy, and it's as funny as anything on the air. So what more do you want from me? What more can I do? What other extra little perks do you want? You let me know, and Phil will be there for you. Charlie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, you are the funniest thing going.
You're right.
I swear, and I tell you, when I get on the web, I am going to subscribe.
You got to do it, man, because we got all the live streaming. Anytime you want to listen to the show, you got it there. We got 30 days worth of archived stuff. We got old stuff that you haven't even heard yet, man. We got crap going back to just whack stuff like All You Can Eat Negro, some of those wonderful moments. You know, cat sex, all of it, man. You got to do it. It sounds like I paid that guy to call in. No, I did not. I'm sure I paid people to call in.
Yes, Phil, I plan on subscribing, too. When can I do that?
Well, all you have to do is... Here's Scott. Hey, Scott, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Denver is back with us.
Yeah.
After some preemption, I understand.
What the heck?
What the heck are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Complain, I guess.
Well, but nobody's going to care, especially if his name is Scott or Phil.
Scott.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, hey, I love your show.
Thanks.
We got you out a few months back, and you just laughed my head off.
Thank you, brother.
Then I finally figured it out.
You laughed it out. Then you figured it out. Now you don't laugh at it.
And I still laugh my head off.
All right, good.
But, yeah.
Thank you.
Who's the guy that says sass?
That's Chris Norton.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he also says anthrax.
Anthrax.
Instead of anthrax.
Is he the one that had the old sweet car that when he polishes it up, the radar cops can't do him?
Was that Chris? Who had the car? That was Chris. Yeah, his car was so sweet that when he polished it, radar bounced off of it. And can't track him.
Get him on there some more.
You got it, brother. Thanks for calling. I want to go over here to a guy who wants to talk about Don Julio. How can I not take this phone call? Jim?
Hey, Phil.
How are you doing, man?
Hey, great. I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
Hey, I just always hear you talking about Don Julio.
Yeah.
So I was just driving my liquor store, and I stopped, and I looked at, you know, I saw the bottle. It was like $50.
Yeah, it is.
It's good, though, huh?
It's very good, yeah.
I just got Cuervo instead.
Oh, you got Cuervo instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rut gut. Yeah, you'll be passing blood in your stool. No, I'm kidding.
I already am, so it's not so big.
Oh, okay. Well, that might cure it. Yeah, Cuervo is good. If you're spitting up blood, drink that.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, thanks a lot, you chiefs. I mean, no, you're a nice guy, Jim. Look, you want to spend $50. The guy goes, I stopped by, I saw the Don Julio. It's $50 a bottle. I was drinking it in the car, and anyway, yes, it's expensive. All good things are expensive, except the Phil Henry Show website. It's only going to be about $6 a month. You must subscribe. The Phil Henry Show.